Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
早，早，好，哦，好，你好。Good morning. How about that? I came up here, and as soon as I came up, I just had I felt like having a big smile. Do you guys have a smile on your face? I can't see because the mask is okay. If you want to show me, that's okay. You don't have to. Okay, I see my daughter's big smile. Yeah, good to be here with you all this morning. I sense that the Lord has a... Are you translating or not? Are we not translating?
You're not stopping.
Okay, sorry, go. Do your thing. I just sense that the Lord has a word for us this morning.
我就是感觉到神有话语要跟我们讲。
And I want to jump right into the word. So if you could turn your Bibles open to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We're on the back end of that.
让我们马上进入神的话语，打开圣经到哥林多前书第十三章。
And I trust that we're all praying that God would speak to us as we give to him our worship.
我们相信，我们也祷告神能够在我们敬拜他的时候，神能够跟我们交通。
There's an idea that is really prompting this particular sermon this morning.
那今天早上的这篇讲道呢，我知道我有个就是有一个理念。
And so I'll tell you that in a minute.
我会接下来的时间会告诉大家。
But I'm not sure if you know.
但是我不知道你知不知道。
That when there is something in the future. That you are looking forward to.
就是未来，就是有一项有些东西，当你是就是在盼望的一些东西当中。
It really affects you today.
你所盼望的这些呢，这一切呢，是真正会影响你的。
And it may not be a hope. It's just even as you think about the future, it affects you today.
有些时候并不一定说是是盼望，仅仅是你所想到的一些未来的事情，也能够影响你今天的你。
You know, when my kids try to get up for school, Monday through Friday.
那我孩子就是周一到周五早上起来要去上学。
It seems like they can't get up.
但是呢，对他们来说呢，起床很困难。
But when they know it's Saturday.
但是他们知道如果今天是礼拜六的话。
Right, and it's a day that you're supposed to sleep in.
那这一天他们就知道你今天可以睡懒觉。
I mean, you just, you know, they're up early, and like, come on, just sleep in.
那他们呢，这一天呢，却会很早就起来。
There was a trip that our family was making a few years ago, maybe 3-4 years ago.
那三四年之前呢，我们一家呢去去了一次旅行。
And we're going on a road trip.
我们呢是开着车去的。
And we said, if we all wake up at about 7 o'clock,
那我们就说呢，如果我们在早上七点起来的话，
we're gonna have a good night's sleep and make good time. We're gonna enjoy this trip.
那我们呢晚上要睡得好，然后早餐吃得好，那我们的旅行肯定会很愉快。
It was gonna be a great trip.
是会这次会是很好的旅行。
So Bex and I set our alarms for 7 in the morning.
那我和我太太呢，把我们的闹钟调到七点。
And here I am in the deep of my REM sleep.
那就是当我正在就是很拥有很深的睡眠的时候。
And I feel someone shaking me awake.
那我感觉到有人在摇我。
And I'm like, what's going on?
我就在想是谁在要叫醒我呢。
And next to me was my wife.
那在我身边呢是我的太太。
And her eyes were wide open.
她的眼睛呢，大大的张着。
And she says, "I'm awake."
她跟我讲，我醒了。
Should we go now?
她说，我们现在就可以出发吗
？I'm like, "Honey, what time is it?"
那我问她亲爱的，是几点？现在是几点
？She says, "It's 4 a.m."
现在是四点，早上四点。
I'm like, "We said 7."
我跟他说，我们说好是七点的。
She said, "I'm so excited. Let's just go now."
他说我很兴奋，我们现在就出发吧。
So we scooped up our children and we left at 4 a.m. in the morning.
那我们呢？接下来就把我们的孩子弄上车，四点钟我们就离开了家。
Because as she's looking forward and anticipating this trip.
因为她是非常的兴奋，盼望着这次旅行。
She's looking forward to this whole next week together as a family.
她也在盼望着，就是接下来的一周，我们一家人在一起的时光。
It affected her sleep.
这呢，影响了她的睡眠。
She was up.
她很早就起来。
And she was excited.
她非常的兴奋。
I believe.That when we as believers really begin to align ourselves with the eternity that God has planned for us,
我相信我们作为信徒，如果我们真正的开始，我们真正的相信，就是神我们真正的能够把我们自己和永生。把它对齐的时候
okay. I believe that if we are connected in with an eternal perspective,
那我们呢就能够把我们
if we
如果我们能够把我们自己和这个永生的视角对齐的话
it will affect our life today.
那这样呢就会影响我们今天的生活。
It'll affect the way we live.
那也会影响我们生活的方式。
It will give us a fresh perspective on life.
那我们的生对我们的生活呢，也会给我们一个全新的一个视角。
So let's look at this text.
我们来看这些经文。
We're at the back end of 1 Corinthians 13.
我们在哥林多前书的后面
And this concept just popped out when I was meditating on this text.
当我在沉思这些经文的时候呢，这个概念呢就进入了我的脑海。
Because we're speaking on spiritual gifts.
我们在讨论我们圣灵的恩赐。
We've been preaching on love.
我们也在讲爱。
And then verse 8 says this.
那第八节说。
Love never ends. Can you say never?
我们一起的
never.
爱是永不止息。
You didn't say that with that emphasis. Love never ends.
爱是永不止息。
永不 right?
永不
say 永不。
大家一起说永不
right? Love never ends.
爱是永不止息。
As for prophecies, they will pass away. Say pass away.
我们一起说无有
okay.
先知讲道之能终必归于无有
As for tongues they will cease
说方言之能终必停止
As for knowledge it will pass away
知识也终必归于无有
Do you see that something about the future should affect us today?
你有没有看到呢？就是未来的一些东西可以影响到我们的今天。
You see these words that are repeated here.
你有没有看到这里一些重复的字句
？So we see then that there's a concept that is being emphasized here.
我们也看到这里有一个概念在这里重新的被强调。
Okay. As for prophecies, they will pass away.
先知讲道之能终必归于无。
Again, say pass away.
我们一起说无有，归于无有。
As for tongues, they will cease.
说方言之能终必停止。
As for knowledge, it will pass away.
知识也终必归于无有。
For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will.Pass away.
我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限。等那完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有了。
You see, all of these things will pass away.
有没有看到这所有的一切终必归于无有？
But what will never end?
那什么是永远也不会停止呢？
Love never ends.
这就是爱，爱永远，爱是永不止息。
This is the love of God.
这就是神的爱。
The love of God towards us.
这就是神对我们的爱。
As our chairman said, the love of God for us.
这就像我们主席刚才讲的，就是神对我们的爱。
The love that God gave to us.
神给我们的爱。
The love of God that we can demonstrate with one another.
神给我们的爱，我们可以相互显示的爱。
This love never ends.
这种爱是永不止息的。
Everything else will pass away.
其他任何的一切都会消失。
Everything else will pass away.
其他任何的东西都会消失。
Did you know that that's God's promise to us?
你知不知道这是神对我们的应许
？That everything else will pass away.
任何其他的一切都会消失。
Everything that you see.
你所看到的一切。
That you hear.
你听到的一切。
That you touch.
你摸到的一切。
That you smell.
你闻到的一切。
These things will pass away.
这一切都会消失。
Isn't that a shocking concept?
你是不是觉得很吃惊呢
？Isn't that a sobering promise of God?
这就是神对我们的允许。
Jesus says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth."
耶稣说过，不要把你的珍宝藏在地上。
Because this place is where moth and rust destroy.
在这里，从这些珍会被虫咬。
Thieves can break in and steal.
贼会被贼偷走。
When will all of these things pass away?
当这一切都消失的，这一切什么时候会消失呢
？When will all of these cease?
那这一切什么时候会停止呢
？Verse 10 says.
那第十节说。
When the perfect comes.
等那完全的来到。
The partial will pass away.
这有限的必归于无有了。
When the perfect comes, the partial will pass away.
那完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有了。
A few months ago,
几个月前
I was just in here praying for our church.
我就站在这里，我就在这里，为我们的教会祷告。
And the Spirit just impressed this deep thought into my heart.
那圣灵呢，就在就很深刻的，我记很深深的进入了我的心。
And I was asked, would you, Pastor, share with our Thursday small groups?
那我就在问
No, I was asked.
我呢，就是他们问我能不能在礼拜四的那个小组呢，能够分享这些。
And so during that week, I'm like, this has got to be.What you put on my heart for them. So I've already shared this concept with them.
那我也知道就是神就是肯定是想要我就是跟大家分享所以我已经在周四的小组会上已经分享过。
And so as I was praying for our church,
当我在为我们教会祷告,
I was wondering,
我就在思考,
are we a people of hope?
那我们是不是一群有希望、有盼望的人呢
？What is our hope？
我们的盼望是什么呢
？How is our hope different from the hope of non-Christians？
那我们的盼望和非基督徒的盼望有什么区别呢
？And can our lives be lived detached from our eternal hope？
那我们的生活能不能和我们这个永生的盼望分开呢
？Should our lives be lived without a connection with the eternal perspective？
那我们的生活是不是会和我们这个永生的视角没有联系呢？我们可以这样生活吗
？So I believe that God is always.Working to connect us and align us with our eternal future.
所以我相信神一直在我们当中做工，要使我们和我们和永生的视角和我们的未来联系在一起。
In fact, for all people,
事实上对所有的人。
In Ecclesiastes, it says that God has put eternity in our hearts.
在以西结里也说过，神已经把这个永生放在我们的心里了。
This is a desire for eternity.
这就是对永生的一种希望。
That's why the core of the human heart will always ask, what happens to me after my life here ends?
所以对人类的本质就是会，他们就会一直的问，那我这一生结束了以后将是什么？
God put that in our hearts.
因为神把这一切放在我们的内心。
And so for those of us who are in Christ,
那对我们在基督里面的来说，
those of us who have our eternal future secured,
那对这对我们这些已经有永生永生的人来说，
I believe that God is always working to align us to have that eternal perspective.
我相信神也一直在我们里面做工，使我们和永生的视角呢能够对齐。
So that with that perspective,
那拥有这个视角，
it affects how we live,
就能够影响我们今天如何生活。
It affects our mood,
那也能够影响我们今天的情绪。
It may even affect our body and our health,
甚至呢会影响我们的身体和健康。
And it will certainly affect those who do not yet have heaven and Christ as their eternal future.
当然也会肯定会影响那些还没有拥有天国，还没有拥有基督和永生的人。
For the true believer,
对真正的信徒来说，
our eternal home is everything.
那我们永远的家庭就是一切。
So one of the things that God is always working to do,
那其中神一直在做工的一件事情就是，
is to help us to live with an eternal perspective.
那就是帮我们帮助我们就是拥有永生的视角的生活。
With an eternal hope.
拥有永生的希望盼望。
Do you love listening to testimonies and stories of miracles and breakthrough that have occurred? Do you love that?
你是不是很喜欢听那些有奇迹的见证呢？
Do you love listening to lives that have been transformed?
你是不是很喜爱听到那些生命被转换的见证呢？
Listening to stories of people who have been healed of their diseases.
喜欢听到那些就是疾病被医治的故事。
Those who have received jobs that have virtually seemed impossible.
喜欢听到那些就是得到了一份工作，在以前他几乎是不可以想象的一份工作。
Or marriages that have been completely healed.
或者呢，婚姻被修补的。
Or even addictions that once seemed impossible to be broken, but have been broken because of Christ.
甚至呢，有一些坏的习惯或者瘾毒瘾在以前看来是不可能被医治的。
Do you enjoy listening to those testimonies?
你是不是很喜欢听到这一切的见证呢？
Does God want us to hope for breakthroughs today?
那神今天是不是希望我们也有突破呢？
I believe yes.
我相信是的。
But when our lives are connected and aligned with eternity,
但是当我们的生命和永生联系在一起或者对齐的时候，
we know that breakthrough can come now.
我们知道突破能够来到。
But when it doesn't,
但什么时候不会呢？
But when it doesn't,
当它不，当我们没有联系的，没有和永生联系的话，
no, 当没有经历到突破的时候，
没有，当突破没有来到的时候，
it's okay,
也没有关系，
because it will all come in eternity.
但是，但是永生，我们在永生的世界里就能够，就会来到。
That's how important it is to have an eternal alignment.
所以啊，我们看到，如果我们拥有永生的视角或者永生的盼望，是多么的重要。
I want you to look and read with me from God's word what He's always aligning us to have with an eternal perspective. Let's look at some of these verses.
我们来看一些神的话语，神呢一直在让我把我们的生活和永生的视角对齐。
Okay, 1 Corinthians 15:19.
在哥林多前书第十五章十九节。
And I'm just going to get us all involved, all right? So we're going to read it in English, and then we're going to read it all in Chinese, right?
So, 我们呢先用英文读，然后一起用中文读。
Right, we're just going to read it all together, and you at home too, okay?
Yeah, 或者你可以用英文、中文，我们一起读。
All right, 1 Corinthians 15:19.
哥林多前书第十五章十九节。
All right, in English. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are all of all people most to be pitied.
我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
All right, Romans 8.
罗马书八章。
For in this hope we were saved. Let's read it together. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience.
罗马书八章二十四节二十五节，我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望不是盼望，谁还盼望他所见的呢？但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
All right, our next verse in Philippians.
接下来，腓立比书。
Okay, 1, 2, 3. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like His glorious body by the power that enables Him even to subject all things to Himself.
腓立比书第三章二十二十一节，我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主。就是主耶稣基督从天上降临，他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
All right, 2 Peter, let's read this a little louder here. 1, 2, 3. But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
彼得二书三章十七节，但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有意居在其中。
And last verse, Revelations 22. 1, 2, 3. He who testifies to these things says, Surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
最后一节，启示录二十二章二十节。证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Who is the one who testifies to all of these promises?
是谁在见证这一切应许呢？
Who?
是谁？
Jesus.
是耶稣。
Jesus is saying, Surely I am coming soon.
耶稣是在说，是耶稣在说，是了，我必快来。
And our response is, let's say together, Amen. Come.
我们的反应就是阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Okay, right. Let's say that together. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，我愿你来。
Are you saying that with me this morning?
我们一起说。
Amen.
Amen.
Come, Lord Jesus.
我愿你。
You are telling us that everything here will pass away.
你正在告诉我们，这里所有的一切都将会消失。
You have promised to us.
你已经允许我们。
A new heaven and a new earth.
将会有新天新地。
You have promised to us.
你已经允许了我们。
A glorious new body like yours.
我们将会有一个荣耀的身体，跟你的一样。
You have promised to us an eternal future.
你已经允许了我们有一个永生的未来。
Where we will be with you.
我们会和你同在。
Can we say amen to that?
我们可以一起说 amen.
Do you live with an eternal perspective?
那你是不是拥有这个永生的视角去生活呢？
See, here's what God is saying in this last chunk of 1 Corinthians 13.
那在哥林多前书第十三章的最后一些，这就是神在说的。
He's telling this church.
他在告诉这个哥林多的教会
Yes, pursue spiritual gifts.
是的，你要追求圣灵的恩赐
Yes, seek to know what your spiritual gift is.
你要寻求你的圣灵的恩赐
Yes, use your spiritual gift to build up my church.
是的，你要用你的圣灵的恩赐来建造我的教会
Yes, use your spiritual gifts to reach others in the church.
是的，你要用你的圣灵的恩赐来建造其他的人，教会里其他的人。
But why?
那为什么呢？
Because the church,
因为教会
who is the people of God,
教会就是神的子民
are a people,
是一群
where there is life.
是一群拥有生命的人。
And every time we are together,
每次我们在一起的时候
when we are activated in our spiritual gifts,
当我们启动我们的圣灵的恩赐的时候
there is life-giving activity.
那在这里呢，就会有赋予生命的活动。
The church is God's people.
教会就是神的子民。
And where God's people are, there is life.
当神的子民在那里的时候，就有生命。
When God's people are engaging one another, there is life-giving activities.
那当神的子民相互交流的时候，就会有赋予生命的活动。
The church is a people where God's presence is to be experienced.
那教会就是一群人在那里，神的同在是被经历的。
We're here,
在这里
in this natural world,
在这个自然的世界上
there is an experience of the supernatural.
在这个世界上，我们就能够经历到这个超自然的这个经历。
The church,
这教会。
Us,
我们
is a place and a people,
是一个地方，一群人
where upon God's natural earth,
在神所创造的这个自然的世界里
we experience the supernatural God.
我们经历到了这个超自然的力量。
So in a sense,
所以
we are the means where the supernatural comes to touch the natural.
所以用另外一种方式来说，就是我们就是这个超自然的力量所借用的一种方式来接触这个自然。
You see, we live.In this natural world.
我们住在这个自然的世界里。
And I don't think that God has saved us and has placed us here without a reason.
我知道神拯救了我们，把我们放在这里，是肯定是有原因的。
God leaves His people in this natural world for a supernatural purpose.
神把他的子民放在这个自然的世界里，是为了一个 超自然的目的。
So I believe.
所以我相信。
That whatever dreams and goals that we have.
所以我相信，无论我们拥有任何的梦想或者目标。
Whether it is for our careers.
或者这个梦想和目标是对我们的事业。
Or the dreams and goals for our children.
或者是针对我们的孩子。
Every goal that we have.
我们拥有的每一个目标。
If our dreams and our goals are aligned with an eternal purpose,
如果我们的梦想和目标能够与我们永生的目的对齐的话,
it will be full of life-giving attributes.
这就会是一个赋予生命的一个属性。
If every dream and goal that we had was aligned with God's eternal purpose,
如果我们每一个我们拥有的梦想或者目标都是与神的永生的目标对，永生的目的对齐的话，
It will have a supernatural effect.
那这就会有一个超自然的影响。
As we live in this natural world.
当我们生活在这个自然的世界里。
That means.
那这就是指。
The problem comes.
那当问题来的时候。
问题就是。
那问题就是。
When your personal dreams and goals are not aligned with God's eternal purpose,
那这问题呢，就是如果你个人的目标和梦想没有和神的永生的视角对齐的话，
then your dreams and your goals are centered upon yourself.
那你的梦想和目标呢，就是以自我为中心的。
And that's always when our dreams and our goals conflict with God's.
那这个时候呢，我们的目标和梦想呢，就是神和神呢冲突了。
But when your dreams and your goals can be aligned with God's eternal purposes.
但是当你把你的梦想和目标和神的永生的视角对齐的话，
the supernatural touches the natural.
那这个超自然的力量就会触摸到这个自然的世界。
The greatest life-giving attribute that can be produced out of your life.
那这个最伟大的赋予生命的, 能够从你的生命当中出来的赋予生命的属性就是,
is love.
就是爱。
It's the love that God has shown towards you.
这就是, 这个爱呢, 就是神所显示给你的爱。
And so when you are dialed in to an eternal perspective,
当你和 永生的视角连接上的时候，
all of those dreams and all of those goals aligned to God's eternal purposes.
当你把所有的梦想和目标都和神的 永生的视角联系在一起的时候，
the things that you do, the dreams that you pursue, the way that you live will be full of love.
那你今天的生命， 那你今天所做的一切就会充满了爱。
And love never ends.
爱永不止息。
He's saying, yes, pursue the spiritual gifts.
他说, 是的,你要追求这些, 圣灵的恩赐。
Yes, right. And yes, prophecies.
是的，嗯。是的，要有先知，要说方言，是的，要有知识。
These are all the signposts.
那这些呢，都是指引方向的。
Because all of these signposts are pointing to eternity.
因为这一切的指引的，指引的方式呢，都是把我们指向了永生。
All of these spiritual gifts are signposts.
那所有这一切圣灵的恩赐呢，其实都是指引我们。
But when you arrive,
当你到达的时候，
you no longer need the signs.
但是当你到达那里的时候，你就不再需要这些指引的方向。
Love is not a sign.
那爱并不是一个指引。
Love is a foretaste.
那爱呢，是一个预尝。
Love is a foretaste of heaven.
爱是一个对天国的预尝。
You see, my family, we love going to the beach.
那你看我们、
right?
我们全家人呢、
okay.
很喜爱去、海就很喜爱去海滩。
And we're not like... We don't go to the beach to sit in the sand.
我们呢去海滩呢，不是说就坐在这个沙子上。
We love the ocean waves.
我们呢很喜爱这个海浪。
We love swimming in the ocean waves.
我们呢要在海浪里游泳。
We love tasting the ocean water when it comes.
我们呢要尝一尝这个海水。
Our family loves that.
我们全家人都很喜欢。
And so whenever we start driving towards the beach,
所以呢，当我们呢，开车去海滩的时候，
the kids know all the different signs. Oh, we're passing this. We're getting closer to the beach.
那我们的孩子呢，都知道就是这些指引的路标，我们知道。
You see the signs that say Huntington Beach up ahead, right?
我们的孩子也都知道，就是看着就知道我们是去 Huntington 海滩。
But when our windows are open,
但是呢，当我们打开了我们车窗的时候，
you see the ocean does something to the air.
那 你也知道，就是这个海呢，其实在空气上，你也可以体会到。
And before we're even there,
在我们到达之前
，we all begin smelling.
我们就已经开始在空气里闻到了一些东西。
Can you smell it? Can you smell that?
你能闻到吗
？You smell the ocean.
你能够闻到这个海吗
？Our kids say.We smell it. Can you smell it?
我们的孩子说你我们已经闻到了你有没有闻到
I can already taste the water.
我已经尝到了这个海水的滋味
I can already have a taste of what it's going to be like.
我已经尝到了接下去会怎样
I already have a taste of what it's going to feel like in the ocean waves.
我已经尝到了就是我们在海浪里会怎么样
And you can hear our kids saying, I can't wait.To be in the water.
你也听到我们的孩子会说，我等不及了，我要下水了。
God has given to the world.
那神已经给了我们这个世界。
A taste of heaven.
神已经给了我们这个世界一个天堂的一个天国的一个尝试。
Love is a taste of heaven today.
爱就是我们今天能够今天所尝到的天国。
And the more strongly you're able to taste love,
但是更强壮的你能够尝到爱。
You are tasting heaven.
你就正在尝试天国。
As the church,
作为一个教会
，as we are the church,
我们就是教会。
As we are God's means.To bring this taste of heaven into the world.
我们作为神使用的方式，把这个滋味带到这个世界上来。
Are we the people that are giving this natural world a taste of the supernatural?
那我们是不是这群人要给能够给这个自然的世界一个超自然的一个滋味呢？
You see, when our lives are aligned with the eternal purpose.
你看，当我们的生命和永生对齐的时候，
when our lives are melded in and connected in with eternity.
那当我们的生命和永生融入在一起的时候，
when we begin to have that perspective that God wants us to have regarding our life today.
那当我们能够拥有神所希望我们拥有的这个视角的时候，
God brings the supernatural into the natural.
那神呢就把这个超自然的力量带到了这个自然的世界。
When our lives are aligned with eternity,
当我们的生命和永生联系在一起的时候，
God brings through our love,
那通过我们的爱神带来了，
God brings a taste of heaven.
那神就把天国的滋味带来了。
God's love does not just point people to heaven.
神的爱呢，不仅仅是把人指向天国。
God's love breaks through and it gives a taste of heaven.
那神的爱就是一个突破，就是把给我们一些天国的滋味。
Because it is love.That will never fail. It is love that will never end.
正是因为他的爱是永远不会失败，也永远不会止息的。
Are you with me on that? It's kind of a big concept.
大家有没有理解呢？
So then I want to ask you this morning.
那今天早上呢，我要问你们。
Do you know how much?God loves you.
那你知不知道神有多么爱你呢？
Do you have a little bit of an idea? Nod your heads. Yes, I know a little bit of how much God loves me.
如果你可以点点头，如果你知道一点点神是有多么爱你的话。
There's a verse that I read one day in the book of Isaiah.
那有一天呢，就是我在以赛亚四十六章读到一段经文。
And as I meditated on it,
我呢也一直在沉思这段经文。
It just reminded me so much of God's love for me.
这段经文呢，就是提醒了我，就是神是有多么的爱我。
And it hit me so hard.
他深深的撞击了我。
And I want to read it to you.
我也想读给大家听。
It's in the book of Isaiah, chapter 46.
是在以赛亚书第四十六章。
Verse 3 and 4.
第三和第四节。
It says, God says, Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb.And even to your old age, I am he. And even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and I will deliver you.
以赛亚书第四十六节第三第四节第四十六章第三第四节，雅各家，以色列家，一切是余剩的。要听我言，你们自从生下就蒙我宝宝，自从出胎便蒙我怀揣，直到你们年老，我仍这样；直到你们发白，我仍怀揣。我已造作，也必宝宝；我必怀抱，也必拯救。
You see.The words in verse 3, born by me, carried by me, the words mean to carry a load, to bear a burden.
那这个你们有没有看到在第四节，自从你生下就蒙我宝宝，宝宝，这个字就是要带着你，要背着你。
God is saying, I have been carrying you since you were conceived in the womb. I've been carrying you.
神在这里说，自从你在胎中，我已经就是怀揣了你。
But then in verse 4,
但是在第四节，
it says, even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar hairs, which means you're just super old, will I carry you.
那第四节说，直到你们年老，我仍这样；直到你们发白，我仍怀揣。
And in verse 4, when it says this word to carry,
那在第四节，这里说的这个字怀揣。
And now it says to carry a heavy load.
那是指呢，就是你背负重担。
It's a heavy load now.
是一个重担。
It also means to carry someone's pain.
这也是指呢，是指背负某人的疼痛。
Because progressively as we get older,
因为当我们渐渐年老的时候，
there's more burden.
当会有更重的担子。
There's more pain.
更多的痛苦。
And he says, I've been carrying you since before you even knew it.
他说，这甚至在你知道之前，我已经背负着你。
But now that you know it,
但是现在你知道了。
And now that you're even heavier,
你甚至更重了。
And your burdens are greater,
你的负担也更重了。
I still carry you,
我仍旧背负着你。
And I will carry you to the end,
我一直会背负着你到终点。
That's God's love for you.
这就是神对你的爱。
One translation says it this way, I love it.
那另外一个翻译是这么说的。
It says, I've been carrying you on my back from the day you were born.
他说从你出生的那天起我就一直背着你。
And God says, I'll keep on carrying you when you're old.
那神说等你老了我也会一直背着你。
God says, I'll be there.
神说我会在那里。
Bearing you when you're old and gray.
我会在那承载年老体衰时的你。
I've done it.
我已经这样做。
And I will keep on doing it.
我并且会一直这样做下去。
I'll be carrying you on my back.
我会背着你。
Saving you.
拯救你。
Can you say amen?
大家一起说阿们。
That is God's love for you.
这就是神对你的爱。
I read an article in ESPN.
我在 ESPN 读到 一点文章
it's sports stuff. And there's a story
有一个故事
True story
真正的故事
10 years ago in Cleveland, Ohio
在十年前就是在俄亥俄州
That's where I was born
我在那里出生的
There was this boy who was 11 years old
有一个男孩11岁
And he was playing on the train tracks with his friends
他在铁轨上玩
He didn't know a train was coming.
他不知道有一辆火车来了。
And he got struck by a train.
他被火车撞倒。
And the doctors did everything they could to save him.
那医护人员呢？竭尽全力拯救了他。
But they could not save his legs.
但是呢，他们不能保留他的腿。
From 11 years old,
从十一岁开始
he no longer had legs.
他就没了双腿。
And he was an athlete.
他是一个运动员。
Yet he met this boy.
然后呢，他遇到了另一个男孩。
This very kind and gracious boy.
另外一个非常好的一个男孩。
Who said that he was willing to carry him?
那这个男孩对那个没有双腿的男孩说：“我愿意背着你。”
So he was willing to carry this boy from home to school.
他呢愿意背着这个男孩从家里到学校
from class to class
去不同的教室
from class to the gym
从教室里到体育馆
from the gym home
从体育馆背到家里
and over the time
那一次又一次很长时间
they formed a deep deep bond
他们呢形成了一个非常非常深刻的一个关系。
Not only because the legless friend was so grateful.
不仅仅是就是没有双腿的这个男孩子非常的感恩。
But why?
为什么呢?
Because they were always together.
但是是因为他们是一直在一起的。
And their heads were so close together.
他们的脑袋呢是都贴在一起的。
That everywhere they went,
无论他们去哪里
they would talk,
他们在交流
and they would be in silence.
他们一起沉默
they would think about things together.
他们一起思考
they would work through problems together.
他们一起解决问题
they were close not just because the legless friend was so grateful
他们如此的亲密，不仅仅是因为这个没有双腿的男孩是如此的感恩。
But because as his friend carried him on his back.
但是是因为他的朋友把他背在背上。
Their thoughts were always entwined.
Their what?
Their thoughts were always entwined.
因为他们的思想总是一致的。
That they were always together.
他们总是在一起。
They were in each other's presence.
他们呢总是在相互对方的视线里。
Did you know that that is why God carries you on His back?
你知道吗？神就是这样子背着你的。
Not just so that you can be grateful that He carries you on His back.
不仅仅是说因为他背着你，你可以感恩。
But because when you're on His back,
但是是因为你在他背上的时候
，you're close to Him.
你和他很亲近。
God wants you to be close to him.
神希望你和他亲近。
God wants your thoughts to be entwined with his thoughts.
神希望你和他的思维是一致的。
God wants you to know how much he loves you.
神希望你知道他是有多么的爱你。
So that he carries you on his back.
所以他把你背在他的背上。
And he says he's done it.
他说他已经如此做了。
And he will keep on doing it.
他说他要一直这样做下去。
The word used in Isaiah for caring and bearing.
那在以赛亚书上用的这个背着。
Is the same word that Isaiah used when he says Jesus bears our sorrows and our griefs.
那也是以赛亚用的同一个字句，就是耶稣背负我们的痛苦，背负我们的重担。
It's the same word that Isaiah says Jesus will carry your iniquities.
那也是同样的字句，就是以赛亚用的，耶稣会背负你的尊严。
See, when God carries you,
你看到没有？当神背负着你的时候
，He carries you all the way.
他 一路地背着你。
And he carries you to keep you close.
他背着你是想要和你保持亲近。
Do not think that God loves you and saves you and just lets you go.
那不要认为神爱你，神拯救了你，然后就让你自己走了。
God loves you and saves you to bring you close.
神爱你，神拯救了你，是因为他要把你和你亲近。
That's what God intended for you.
这就是神所希望做的。
That's the only thing in your heart that will be satisfied.
那这就是在你内心唯一能够满足的。
When you are close with your God.
当你和你的神亲密的时候。
Do you know how much he loves you?
你知道他有多么的爱你吗？
But see, for all that we know,
我们所知道的。
And sometimes, if you're emotional like me, sometimes you found yourself in tears thinking about God's love for you.
如果你和我一样是比较情绪化的人，当你在思考神的爱的时候，你会痛哭流涕。
And yet, can you believe?
但是你能够相信吗
？That you only are scratching the surface.
你所知道的只是非常表面肤浅的。
Just a little bit.
只是一点点。
We barely understand.
我们所了解知道的是很肤浅，很表面。
How amazing and how deep is His love for us?
我们对他的奇妙的爱和他深深的爱。
You see, verse 12 says this.
那第十二章说。
十二节。It says, "For now we see in a mirror dimly."
十二节说，我们如今仿佛对着镜子看，
okay.
观看模糊不清。
So see, today we only see him and his love dimly.
那看我们今天所看到的神和他的爱是模糊不清。
But one day,
但是有一天，
face to face,
我们要面对面。
Today I know in part.
今天我所知道的是有限的。
One day I shall know him fully.
到那时就全知道。
Even as I have been fully known.
如同主知道我一样。
Can you believe that?
你相信吗？
If you've ever just been moved by the weight of God's love today,
如果你今天被神的爱所感动,
you are only scratching the surface.
你所了解的只是表面，很表面的。
Because one day,
因为有一天,
you will see him face to face.
你会和他面对面。
You see, whenever the Bible has talked about seeing God face to face.
你们看到，无论何时，当圣经上提到我们要与要与神面对面的时候
，It's been a mixture. It's a mixture of fear and awe.
但那个时候是一种有一种恐惧和
whenever
无论何时，我们
God talks about us being face to face.
神提到我们面对面的时候
there's a mixture of fear and awe.
是一种惧恐惧和奇妙的一个混合
Because we know we're on this side of heaven.
我们知道我们是在天国的这一边
On this side of heaven.
在天国的这一边
When I'm still living.In this body of sin,
我们仍旧是有着这个拥有这个带罪的身体。
I should be a little bit of afraid to see God face to face.
我应该是有如果和神面对面的话，我应该是有恐惧感的。
That's what we see all throughout the Old Testament.
那在旧约里，我们所见到的就是这个。
And yet one day,
但是某一天
，God says, "I will let you."
神说。
I will let you.
我会带领你。
And I want to let you see me face to face.
我会带领着你和我面对面。
And so the other side of seeing God face to face is awe.
那另与神面对面的另一个方面就是。
And it is good.
就是我们的感叹，我们的奇妙是美善的。
It is perfectly good.
是完完全全的美善的
Because God is good.
因为神是美善的
And we will see good face to face.
我们将会见到面对面的见到这个美善
The Bible prayers say.
那圣经上的祷告说
Lord.
主啊
Let your face shine on me.
让你的脸照耀我们
Because I know your face is so good.
因为你的脸面是如此的美善。
Let your face shine on me.
让你的脸面在我照耀我。
Shine your goodness on me.
把你的美善照耀在我身上。
And God says,
神说
，One day,
某一天
，You will see me face to face.
有一天你会和我面对面。
Do you want to see Him face to face?
你想和他面对面吗
？That should be our desire.
这应该是我们的盼望。
I want to see you face to face, God.
神啊，我想和你面对面。
I want to be in your presence.
我要和你同在。
I want to be full of abundance.
我希望拥有丰满。
I want to have a place where there's no pain.
我希望在一个地方没有痛苦。
No sorrow.
没有悲伤。
Full of joy.
充满喜乐。
Because your face.
因为你的脸。
Is shining upon me.
照耀在我身上
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
God wants us to remember that.
神希望我们能够记住这一点
God wants us to be aligned with that.
神希望我们能够和这一点对齐
Because when we are aligned with God's eternal purpose,
因为当我们和神的永生的目的对齐的时候
it will affect how we live today.
这就会影响我们今天的生活
All of our dreams,
我们所有的梦想
because God wants you to have dreams.
因为神希望你有拥有梦想
All of our goals,
我们所有的目标
when we are aligned with His eternal purposes.
当我们把这一切和神的永生的目的联系在一起的时候
He will bring the supernatural to touch the natural.
那他就会把这个超自然的力量带来触摸这个自然的世界
His love.
他的爱
will flow through his church.
那他的爱就会充满他的教会
It will flow through his people.
他充满他的子民
And it will touch everyone
这个爱将会接触到所有的人。
And give them a taste of heaven.
给他们一点天国的滋味。
And we pray.
我们祷告。
With confidence.
我们拥有自信的祷告。
That reason.
因为这个原因。
And God's work.
神的作工。
They will long for Christ Himself.
他们会有神的这些作工，我们会渴望我们的基督耶稣。
Amen.
他们会渴望基督耶稣。
Okay, let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you.
父神，我们感谢你。
There's so much to say and so little time.
我们知道时间有限，我们要讲的又是如此多。
But I pray that you have been working upon our hearts.
但是我祷告，我希望你已经在我们内心做工。
Allow our lives to be aligned with your eternal purpose.
允许我们的生命和你的永生的目的联系在一起。
Because that is your kingdom purpose for us.
这就是你的国度。
So that through us,
所以通过我们,
through your word,
通过你的话语,
through the power and working of your spirit,
通过对圣灵的做工的力量,
the world will be able to taste and see that the Lord is good.
那这个世界就能够尝到并且看到我们的主是美好的。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.